Does it take an AI to know an AI? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot from OpenAI that's been taking the internet by storm, has raised a lot of big questions, like, what could this mean for society, art, or the future of human jobs? But one thing was immediately clear. Students are going to use it to cheat on their homework. That's created a market for software that can detect whether text was generated by artificial intelligence, like ChatGPT. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education for us, and she's been talking to teachers about what this means for them. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk to you, Megan.
So when did it dawn on teachers that ChatGPT is going to be a big part of their world?
Pretty much right away. It was immediately clear that it was going to be what the tech world calls a disruption. I spoke with one teacher at a public high school in suburban Chicago, and he told me that he saw at least 8 instances in just a 3-day period of students submitting work generated by ChatGPT as their own. And teachers want students to be writing themselves, obviously, and struggling and learning and not delegating that work to a robot.
I mean, how do they even know when kids are using AI at this point? Are there tools to help them figure that out?
Kind of. So lots of educational institutions in the U.S., colleges and school districts, already pay for anti-plagiarism software, which will basically compare a student's work to anything that's already on the internet or papers that other students have turned in. And there's a lot of for-profit companies that are working very hard to release basically AI catchers to give to school districts so they can catch AI-generated text. There's also some free tools out there, including one from the company that makes ChatGPT. Just last week, OpenAI launched a tool called the AI Text Classifier, which will basically give an estimation of how likely it is that a piece of writing was generated by an AI. There are a lot of caveats that they give, however, including perhaps most notably for school districts, that it's not very good at examining text written by children because the tool was trained on content written by adults.
That seems kind of like an important thing for these tools to have. Are teachers finding them useful?
I think the teachers I spoke with say that these tools will likely act as a deterrent, but also that any experienced teacher who's worth their salt can spot when a kid is cheating this way, because AI and teenagers just don't write in the same kind of way. And they're also interested in how ChatGPT will fundamentally change what they need to teach. I spoke with Kim Williams. She's an English teacher at Hinsdale Central High School in suburban Chicago, and she talked about some of the questions she's asking herself.
What do they still need to know? And what might they not need as much practice at anymore now that ChatGPT is there? So we've been doing a lot of thinking and having a lot of conversations about how will this change instruction? There's new technology in front of us and it's only going to get better. And we didn't ban Google and we didn't ban calculators and we don't ban new technology completely. We work with it.
Because it's teachers' jobs to prepare kids to work in the world, and that means preparing them to work with AI.
Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes, thanks so much.
Thanks, Megan.
And now for some related links. You can hear more of Stephanie's reporting on how schools are thinking about ChatGPT at our website, marketplacetech.org. In one of her stories, she quoted a classic of children's literature, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain. For you Harry Potter fans out there, the quote is from Mr. Weasley, who says it near the end of the book to his daughter Ginny. Ginny, spoiler here, becomes possessed by Lord Voldemort, who communicates to her through a diary that writes on its own. Sounds eerily familiar. Also, we took a look at the AI text classifier from OpenAI, which will give users an estimation of how likely it is that the writing was generated by AI. We put in the text of a Marketplace article, actually was that feature from Stephanie Hughes. It said the piece was very unlikely AI generated, so check mark there. Then we gave it an essay that ChatGPT had written itself, 100%, no changes, and it said it was possibly AI-generated. In fact, OpenAI admitted, even in its own tests, the software correctly identified only 26% of AI-written texts. So it's not, quote, fully reliable. Which is also a big issue with ChatGPT itself. As Stephanie Hughes noted in her feature, sometimes it has hallucinations when the chatbot just starts making things up. Lydia Morell produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.